RCR with Paul Brennan.
Rotorua Councillor Conan O'Brien proposed a motion for Rotorua Lakes Council to request the Minister of Health, Simeon Brown, to direct the Director General of Health, Dr. Diana Safati, to withdraw fluoridation directives until an independent public inquiry on health and environmental impacts is completed. And Councillor Conan O'Brien is joining us now on RCR. Conan, thanks for beaming in.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you very much for your invitation and your time.
Okay, tell us, elaborate on what I've just sort of introduced you by.
Probably aware, Paul, so we've received a directive as have all the other councils from the previous Director General of Health that fluoride must be introduced into our water drinking supply. So far, we have complied with the installation as per the directive because they also made it very clear that if we failed to do so, any government funding would be withdrawn regarding the cost of the installation. And as you can imagine, that's several million dollars for us, a very important sum for a small district like Rotorua. So we have complied with that, but the fluoridation has not been introduced at this stage. And what my motion was asking for of the new minister, Minister Brown, as you're aware, has become recently the new minister in the last few weeks, was for him to pause the instruction to Rotorua Lakes Council and also to give us protection from the bureaucrats in the ministry coming after us with either prosecutions or our workplace employees, or coming after us with fines until such time as a public inquiry is held into both the health effects and the environmental effects of fluoride.
Do we even need a public inquiry? We've got all that information that's come out of Michael Connett's case, and we've talked with Michael Connett. He's been in the country as a guest of Fluoride Free NZ. It's settled. It's done.
Paul, I appreciate...
It's just a pantomime and a show to have some other layer, isn't it?
Paul, I think, you know, we're all entitled to our own personal views, and my way probably is swinging more to your view than previously. But I think the evidence, you know, certainly in the court cases that Mr. Connect, but other cases too, around the world and other studies, I personally am very concerned that a new minister would come in, make statements as what I believe he's made to the press on our
motion. That is that he supports it. He supports fluoridation, doesn't he? He's quoted as...
I understand from our local newspaper, the Rotorua Daily Post, if I may quote Paul, said that they contacted him, or certainly his office, about the motion and if it would be considered, what his powers were, etc. And sorry, if I can quote from them directly, Brown confirmed the government's stance remained the same and that community water fluoridation was a safe, effective and affordable measure for improving oral health. Now, we should all take oral health very seriously, and I do, but for me, this is, and I'm only speaking personally here, I won't speak for my other councillors or Her Worship the Mayor, this is very lazy policy. Here's an issue here, so we'll just medicate everybody. We're not really sure how this will affect locals or how this will affect certain determinants, environmental factors, but also our pristine lakes. Now, we've been beset throughout our lakes with algal blooms of various strengths. It's a very deep concern to me to know if this ends up in our lakes eventually, which, you know, wastewater always does, even treated, what's the effects long-term on our kura, on our local species? What's the local effect on fish caught over a period of time? So this, for me, is why I was hoping that the inquiry would look at all these aspects, from a New Zealand perspective.
I think your motion was unanimously supported. Is that correct?
That's correct. There was one councillor, unfortunately, out of the room at the particular time.
So that does that tell us there's been a shift in the, how would you describe it, as the, you know, willingness to push back? Because we've been watching Whangarei District Council's example as well.
Well, again, Paul, I won't speak for other councillors, but again, we have a number of concerns. And again, it's not about oral care. Everyone, including myself, believes that oral care is very...
Yeah, but important. There are other ways of getting oral care,
correct.
Conan.
And, you know, one of the big determinants we know is sugar and dietary intakes. Yet, what are we doing about that? We know the massive effect that sugar has, but that's not being used. This, for me, again, as I can reiterate, I think this is very lazy policy.
We've spoken to Mahi Drysdale and others around Tauranga. Mm-hmm. He indicated that there may be some personal liability involved here. And I think you made mention of employees before, presumably involved in, well, if the decision is not to deploy fluoridation, they'll be vulnerable on not doing that and be possibly personally liable. Is that the case as you understand it?
As I understand it, that is correct, Paul. But, and that's why I specifically mentioned in the second part of my motion where we were trying to indemnify employees to, as much as possible. I mean, this is a councillor's decision. It was backed by councillors, but we must protect our employees at all times. Again, what we were asking for is not a flat determination. It was asking the minister to go back and have a public inquiry. Is fluoride safe? If so, in what quantities?
And he doesn't know that. He has no idea.
Can he give a guarantee that the environmental effects, which is such a big part of Rotorua's, you know us, Paul, we have, you know, a number of over a dozen of lakes, depending how you're looking at our district
and
geography.
I know them well.
What's going to be the effect on local fish life? What's going to be, now I'm not saying tomorrow, but in 20, 30 years' time, you know, and for them to say, well, sorry, the new minister to come in straight off of the bat and what was it, 3 weeks? He's saying it's such an important issue. Has he been aware of some of the court cases and the issues brought up overseas? We're talking about consumer-led with the ETS, with the emissions trading scheme. We must do this because consumers will demand us. What are consumers going to make, perhaps ones that feel that, you know, asking us about whether our animals are fed drinking water with fluoride? What's the flow-on effect from that down the track? And there's certainly at this stage a fight back from American consumers. So,
Conan, from the Secretary of Health and Human Services himself, RFK Jr., there's talk of him ordering the ending of all fluoridation in community water supplies. And to be not tuned to that, if you're the Minister of Health, what, no one told him? Because it ain't going to go down too well, is it? I mean, this is a car crash, slow motion, well, train crash. It could be. So there are two fundamental issues here, aren't there, just to wrap up. There's the matter of putting something like fluoride in a public water supply, which is a mass medication. And
absolutely, Paul.
We found out a lot about that
Years ago, Rotorua had a referendum. And the referendum was admittedly narrow. It was narrow, but fluoride was not accepted. I believe that there's also been another instance when councillors alone looked at it. Again, they decided not to fluoridate. This is such a big issue, and to not actually even have a referendum where the decision is made locally, but by bureaucrats again.
Yeah, but you can't have a referendum to put poison into a water supply. You can, I mean, I could think, well, I think it'll be good if we put lead in the water. You can have a referendum, but no one's going to do that because it's going to poison people. And that's the other part of the issue.
This is there's no even an option for a straightforward talk based on science and fact. It's just we've been given a directive. We've been told it's safe. Buckle in and follow instructions.
If Dr. Diana Safati ever hears this, what would your message be to her, considering that if she isn't across the data, it calls into question her qualification to be holding the role?
Well, what I would be asking her is, if she actually reads my motion, is to give it the listening that it deserves for, on behalf of not just our council, but all the councils that have made very similar noises to her. Please have a public inquiry, upfront, honest and transparent, listen to all the evidence. Then if you decide, hey, that blah, 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 make a decision, but based on all the science and all the fact. Don't just listen to what previously has been trotted out as basically the Ten Commandments and say that this is it, we're sticking with it, we don't care what you say. You know, there should be a democratic factor here, just to say, out of courtesy as a public servant, when people feel so strongly about an issue, to say, hey, maybe there's an issue here for some pause of thought.
Conan, just give us an idea of the timeline ahead for you folk in Rotorua as this plays through. What happens next?
Well, the ministry is sending some officials down to come and talk to us tomorrow afternoon. That's Monday, at a public workshop. Sorry, I think it's 1 p.m. off the top of my head right now. And that has been, the director will not be there herself, but officials from the ministry will be down. And also, I believe, to talk to us about our concerns around environmental factors. After that, then I suppose we will have to wait and see how, as a council, we respond to what we hear from tomorrow and moving forward. And hopefully we should have a reply from the minister soon, I would hope.
And will some of that questioning be, show us the evidence?
I'm sure it will.
Because they won't be able to. You know that.
Well, I'll give them that benefit of the doubt to come and talk to us.
Fair enough. Spoken like a great local politician. Conan O'Brien, Rotorua Lakes councillor. Thank you for coming on RCR. Let's see how things go. And maybe we'll be back for another chat to get an update.
Thank you very much, Paul. Very much appreciate your time and all the best.